heard the report of the shepherds from Bethlehem, how they were visited by angels and later actually saw a baby they claimed to be the newborn Messiah?
Yes, sir.
What think you of this report?
Well, it could well be true, sir.
It could not be true. The promised Messiah is to deliver Israel from Roman oppression, reestablish and occupy the throne of David. This baby, born in Bethlehem, was born of poor parents in a stable, the lowest of the low. He cannot be the Messiah. It is impossible. Oh, what is all that commotion in the temple court?
I shall investigate and find out, sir.
Well, just stop it. Get rid of the ones who are causing it. I wish quiet so I can study.
Yes, sir.
The very idea of the Messiah is being born of a poor family in a stable, ridiculous. The Messiah shall be born of high station and shall conquer the world and rule Israel with a...
The excitement outside, sir, is caused by men from the east. Parthians, I believe.
I told you to get rid of them.
Well, they wouldn't leave, sir. Wanted to see you.
Why do they wish to see me?
Well, something about bright lights in the sky. An unusual moving star. Well, they claim they know the baby Messiah is here, and they insist on seeing him.
The Messiah here? I'll put a stop to that rumor at once. Show the men in, and, scribe, we must be firm in our denunciation of this newborn Messiah rumor. True or not, it must be stopped for the sake of the priesthood.
I understand, sir. The high priest will see you. This way, please.
Welcome to Jerusalem and the temple, ye men of the east.
Greetings and salutations.
As chief priest, you will certainly be able to tell us where the Messiah is.
He is here, somewhere. The star led us here.
The star? What star?
In our own country, we saw a bright light lighten up the western sky.
Yes, then we made extensive study, both of our own literature and yours, to discover, if possible, what the bright light was.
Then we saw the star.
Only it wasn't really a star, or a planet.
Just a bright light resembling a star in the heavens.
Yes, and we followed the star, and it led us here.
Followed a star? Impossible.
Oh, not with this star. It moved. It led us here to Jerusalem. It stopped and stood still above this temple.
Yes, that's why we're here.
Even so, what makes you think the star led you to the Messiah?
Prophecy points to it.
We expected to find Jerusalem full of excitement and joy over the newborn king.
But no one, not even you, seems to know anything about a Messiah. We insist on seeing him and worshiping him.
Just one minute. You are strangers from a distant land. Yet you come here insisting that we jump at your demands. Well, I, the high priest, am the appointed guardian of the holy oracles, and the scribes are the interpreters of those oracles. And we tell you definitely that the Messiah is not here.
Yes, but...
He has not been born. Do you understand?
But your own writers, Moses, Isaiah, Malachi, Daniel, and others, all point to
the fact that... I have had enough of your insolence. Be gone, now!
Wise men from the east had entered Jerusalem full of joy and eager anticipation, confident that the Messiah's birth would be the joyful burden of every tongue. They leave the presence of the priests, disappointed by the indifference of the Israelite leaders towards the coming of the Messiah. The arrival of the wise men from the east was quickly noised throughout Jerusalem. Their strange errand created an excitement among the people. The news of these things quickly penetrated to the palace of King Herod.
You are my chief counselor, are you not?
I am happy to serve Herod, king of Judea.
The spilling of much blood has stained the way to this throne. I am an Edomite, ruler over Israelites. They hate me. I'm secure on this throne only because of the favor of Rome. Now, these magi from the east and the priests and the rulers of Israel plot to overthrow me. They claim a new prince has been born, a prince born to the throne and the kingdom.
My king speaks words of truth and wisdom.
We must stop it. Not by open accusation or warfare, no, but by superior cunning. They shall remain ignorant of the fact that I know of their plot. Summon the priests and scribes to an audience at once. Why are you trying to conceal the truth of this new prince you claim is born to the throne? You have searched your scriptures carefully, and you know where this new prince is born. I command you, tell me!
It is written in the prophecies of Micah, O king, that he shall be born in Bethlehem of Judea. But thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me that is to be the ruler in Israel.
Be gone, all of you, now! And lackey, summon the magi from the east. I would talk to them. Be quick about it ere they leave Jerusalem.
A wild tempest of anger raged within the heart of King Herod. But he preserved a calm exterior and received the wise men from the east with royal courtesy. He professed to hail with joy the intimation of the birth of Christ. He bade his visitors,
search diligently for the young child, and when you've found him, bring me word that I may come and worship him also.
Oh, we will, your majesty.
You are dismissed. Go quickly to Bethlehem and find this new prince.
The wise men departed alone from Jerusalem. The shadows of night were falling as they left the gates. But to their great joy, they again saw...
The star. There it is. The same star that led us here to Jerusalem. It shall lead us to the young Messiah. Oh, joy to the world. The star hovers over that house, the little one.
It's a poor home. Do you think it possible that the Messiah, destined to be king of Israel, should be living under such poverty?
Why not? Heaven counts wealth not by worldly possessions, but by the possessions of inward qualities.
You have enough faith to knock on that door, believing that inside will be the young Messiah?
I know he will be there. Don't you?
Yes, I do.
Come then. Let us see and reverence the King of Kings, Christ the Savior. Let us bow down and worship the desire of the ages, the Son of God. Glory to the highest. We are about to behold the Savior.